Hi, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton, Jurgen Klopp. Harsh as hell is pre-Chelsea press conference, and joining me to chat to that is Adam Smith, Sean Bennett and Gareth Roberts. It was quite fascinating on transfers. I imagine there's quite a lot to get stuck into for us. Off the back of that, he was really good on Tsimikas and Robertson as well, and the supposed battle between them as the journalist pitched it. He also explained why players travelling to red list countries can't go, but that's fairly straightforward, so I don't think there's much we can add to that during the show. We're going to have Anita Abayomi coming up in the second part of the show, and then in the third part we'll get into team news and predictions as always, but we'll start on transfers, Adam. And surprise surprise, he says he doesn't expect a busy few days for Liverpool between now and the end of the transfer window, despite the fact that the rest of it has gone absolutely insane. Sometimes he's lying about these things, but in this instance I'm not sure he is.
I honestly just don't know, to be honest, because I think he really enjoys trolling all the weirdos online. I think that's one of his like little secret favourite things, because we all know he's got a little fake Twitter account that he uses to see what's going on. So I think he just enjoys seeing people's heads go. But I think the big thing remains the issue of how many players we're able to register, how many people we've got registered, whether there's going to be a couple more outgoings before it's all over. And that, I think that dictates what we can and can't do. I think, look, we'd all, you know, everybody with half a brain cell would have absolutely loved it if we could have gone in for Mbappe or whatever. But it was never really realistic, as much as it might pain us to say. So we're in a bit of a situation where you go, okay, so who is there? And I don't know what the answer is to that, because you've got to look and say, who either improves this squad, which is incredibly difficult to do, or who comes in and is able to sort of be here for a couple of years and then gradually grow into the squad. But that's not somebody you're going to want to be spending 40, 50 million on right now. So it's not as easy as the sort of the weirdos on Twitter make out when it comes to transfers. And I think there might well still be another one, but I'm amazed at the amount of people who think that the club should be telling us who they're going for, like as if that's ever been a negotiation strategy that works. You know, that if Klopp was in there and be like, ah, yeah, we fancy Ismail Issar actually, but we're just trying to say to Watford that he's shite. Like, it doesn't, he's not going to do that, is he? It just doesn't, it's mental that people expect that sort of thing to happen. So there's no way to tell from what his reaction was there whether we're likely to be trying to go for somebody or not.